Okay, you're recording here.
This is the processing plant, so that's not it. What do you got over there?
Not quite Jimi Hendrix yet.
No. I don't have that much talent for Jimi Hendrix.
He's right.
Blowing out there?
It'll be something when I reach.
As long as we're aware of it, we don't have to have it in front of us, right?
Well, I would have it because you can hear it down there.
Yeah, because what I don't want to happen again is this, you know.
Oh, yeah, gotcha. Yeah.
We're not talking about that one.
I haven't heard of anybody being killed, but it did a lot of damage.
I was on a roof in Palm Street when we had that one.
That's incredible, this much paper.
Well, I was able to say the amount of stuff he's had to do at the time that he's been here. That's, he's, it's amazing.
Do you have all of them?
He can even get back in the action, you know what I mean?
That's the ice house.
So, storage one should be similar to that one.
But what about the, what about the dock?
Dock and storage one is correct in the packet.
Oh, the dock and the storage ones.
Yeah, the only one you don't have is a cold storage one. You guys can do the dock and the ice.
Yeah.
I want to make sure I understand, Gary. Which ones are correct?
The dock and storage one is correct.
So I need to replace this.
Then this amendment, this is amendment to actually the lease that we have in the packet. This amendment is just changing the rates and square footage. The rates and square footage of the lease.
Okay, so this ice house is the amendment, or this is the amendment to this?
Yeah, the ice, yeah. So ice house is now a full packet.
And you say the dock and storage?
That was correct in the packet, right?
Okay.
All right.
So the cold storage we haven't found is not correct?
We haven't found the lease amendment.
And Travis is on his way to find that?
Yes. Their first look, they couldn't find it, so hopefully they can find it the second time.
So do we want to open the meeting, or do we want to wait a little bit?
I say we open it and start with ice house and go to the dock and finish with cold storage.
Okay.
Instead of waiting.
Okay, so we're going to bring this meeting to order November 30th at 3:10 p.m. Gary, you want to take the lead?
Sure, we'll do a roll call, right?
Yeah, we'll do a roll call. Yeah, the Pledge of Allegiance first, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. To the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call, Gary.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Here.
Roy?
Here.
Wes?
Here.
And Joe?
Yeah.
Okay, so can we get an approval of the agenda as written?
I make a motion to approve the agenda as written.
The second?
Second.
Roll call, Gary, please.
Joe?
Yes.
Wesley?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Okay, do we have any agenda-related comments from the office I'm not asking for filled out paperwork tonight because it's just a one topic meeting. So does anybody want to say anything pertaining to the agenda? Or do you can wait till after we discuss? Or I'm going to take public comments at any point in time tonight, okay? From anybody and everybody. So we have no non-agenda related public comments. So we're going to go to new business.
Thanks, Danielle.
New business. A will be the board is being asked to approve lease exchange from one party to another. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So we're going to start out with the Brookings Harbor Cold Storage consent to the lease assignment. Gary? So the cold storage, we all got that just now, so we can start with the cold storage.
Yes. Does the board have any questions, I guess, to start off with? If you have any questions about the lease, I guess I can answer it. If you have any questions about the operation and stuff, that would be directed to Mike. I'm not sure exactly how you want this presented.
First of all, do we have any questions from the board?
Not me, nope.
Not me.
Richard has questions.
So, we have a Department of Justice investigation going on right now that involves these leases, peripherally. Do we have anything from them in writing that talks about the status of that case?
I don't know what they're investigating. I haven't heard from them.
This investigation, I don't think, has anything to do with the Ice House or Cold Storage or the dock that we're talking about. I don't, it's BC Fisheries' old dock that they had, the Cold Storage and the Ice House, and nothing with the Department of Justice is tied with those buildings.
So none of this is involved in that?
Or the old dock.
Or the old dock. Right. So anything and everything that has to do with that is with the new facility and dock and everything has been made. But nothing to do with the cold storage or ice house or the old dock.
But we don't even know, as a board, anything about any of that. So that really can't weigh on us continuing on with business on the assumption that something might be investigated or there might be some.
Well, there's just no investigation into the cold storage or ice house.
Right.
Or the dock.
But I'm saying even the other one, we don't know, so that really can't sway. We've heard that there's an investigation. We've had no paperwork. I've seen nothing, so in my view, I can't have that sway us continuing with business as usual. Because as far as I'm concerned, it's a rumor. Because I haven't seen a piece of paper. I haven't talked to anyone from, yes. Yes, sir, Mike.
I'm in vote with you. I've heard a rumor. I've never been contacted about any investigation.
You've never talked to Mike Berger?
Nope.
Not once?
Not once. I have never been contacted for a DOJ.
Interesting.
So, there we go.
Are you Mike Manning?
I'm Mike Manning.
Those are bony things a little bit for me this year.
Well,
I mean, obviously, Mike, Richard and I talked to him for sure.
If the answer, answer is that none of this is in.
That is the answer.
Okay. That's tough crap. That helps me there. That's wrong.
Ken, do you have any questions?
Yeah, I have a couple of them. Yeah. One is DEQ, are you working with DEQ on the discharge of waste product? Well, that wouldn't be the cold storage either. So.
It doesn't have nothing to do with the three we're talking.
Okay.
But yes, I am, so you know.
Okay. So I guess my next question would be, would you want one of these passed and the other two not, or vice versa, if we had questions on a particular one, or do you want them all three looked at it together as far as a vote for by us at the end of this?
All three together.
Okay.
Joe?
No
questions. Wesley, anything else from you?
Nope.
Anything from the audience? Is anybody Pack Choice must want to say something.
I guess I'll speak. My name's Dan Occupinti from Pack Choice. Been there 5 years, vice president of business development and infrastructure. And I came down here mostly just to make sure that there's somebody from the company available to answer questions if there are any. And just, you know, I know I always like to see people face to face when I'm doing business or when they're, anybody's evaluating something. So I wanted to just come down here and be here.
Thanks for that.
We've been in this board for over 30 years, and we do a lot. We've got very little space right now, just one little hoist, and this guy could use a little more room.
He makes it happen.
He makes it happen, and he's, I think, excited to get a little bit more space if the commission feels it's a...
And I know your history. I know Pack Choice's history. Can you tell the rest of the board Pack Choice's history a little bit about, you know, how many plants they have, where they touch at? I mean, just a little bit of overall, so the board knows a little bit of your history.
So the company started in Portland, with a third generation Croatian immigrant, started selling fish on the back of his truck. And that was a district, they built a little distribution business. And then in the 80s, they got into the processing side because El Nino had hit and the market went crazy, I guess. I was in diapers. So some of this is, you know, what I read about or hear about and whatnot. So in any event, today we're very heavily invested in the coast in Oregon, Washington, and Northern California. I think we've got about 7 plants and over 800 independent vessels that deliver to us every year. So
very large, very stable company.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And Frank Dolchek?
Yes.
Is your president?
Correct.
Okay. Mike, maybe I would ask you and I mean, we talked about what's going to transpire, and maybe you could share that with the rest of the board if you feel comfortable doing so.
So we built BC Fisheries up, and it's a large undertaking. I'm not a large corporation, it's me and my wife, and we need to bring some economies to scale to what we're doing. It grew very fast, very big to accommodate the processing side. We do crab and we do shrimp, and we need to do more stuff to make it viable, to make it sustainable long term. We employ roughly 60 people at the height of each season, and I've been working with Pacific Group, work with all the fisheries, Bornstein, Pacific, Hallmark, Kaidos, done business with all of them, and I've helped unload some vessels for Pacific, and they've helped me put pots out before. And as I'm looking at this, I'm looking to strengthen BC Fisheries in the community here. And the way to do that is to work with Pacific. They got the best track record. They can benefit from this as well as we can, which will benefit the community, benefit the fleet. And so I reached out to them to unload boats, process overages, use the ice plant cold storage, and consolidate our core a little bit so we can focus on the plant and being more sustainable and be a better market.
Thank you, Mike.
Yes, when you say do more, what do you mean?
Pardon me?
When you say do more, what do you mean besides crab and shrimp?
Unload boats, you know, truck for them, just bring more infrastructure across the dock. Instead of them over there in a little hole trying to scuttle boats around, they can take the stock off our hand, which takes the rent away from us and the insurance away from us. They can unload product through there, and we can also assist when that. When they got multiple vessels, they can pull up and we'll unload two in our facility and charge a fee. And that helps bring economies in. When the crews, you know, in between seasons, and when they're doing ground fish and we're sitting there doing nothing, it gives us another avenue to bring some revenues to the company by participating in an unloading and getting boats taken care of.
He would probably triple his over the dock just by the drag fish alone that he would unload from Pack Choice. Anybody else in the public have any questions, comments? Anybody else like to speak about any part of this today?
I have a question, Roy.
Good, Jim.
Mike, why this is, to me, I mean, the minute I got this, it's like major red flags. A four-day turnaround. We got it with 3 days turnaround. We got this on the 27th. You want a decision today. And this is multi-thousand-dollar lease when you look at the totality or the total of all of them. And it's for 30 years or, you know, depending on which lease we're looking at and modifying. I have a why are we not given time to adequately digest what's happening
in between the two seasons? As shrimp comes in and crab getting going and trying to bring validity to BC fisheries. Trying to make it consolidate and make ourselves stronger to weather. We have a delayed crab season start. I doubt we go fishing here before January. All those things weigh into there's no revenue, cash flows. We'd like to get this under belt to strengthen us going forward. And in the essence of the deal, to keep something like this under wraps and on task is next to impossible. So you do it in a really tight time frame, because the longer we set out there, the more rumor mill, the more stuff gets involved, the more stuff that happens. And I got people from Denmark calling asking me how come I didn't tell them I sold out.
Personally, I have no issues with this going forward. I do have a major issue with the time frame. I have a major issue with if you go to talk to the public out there, and it all goes back to your previous leases and these modifications of the leases, that everybody talks about as another one of these favoritism deals, sweetheart deal, etc. My personal opinion, I would like to see this done at our next meeting, where the public knows about it and comes to it and has the opportunity to see this discussed in a very open forum. And not that this wasn't advertised, but it's unexpected. The people that we normally have here are not here today. And I'm not opposed to this. I am opposed to the procedure or the way this is happening. And there is an investigation by DEQ, or there's an agreement that's happening. One of the big complaints right now is all the small boats out here are having to change their filters more frequently. The slime that's on their boats is difficult to get off. All these things need to be discussed, and I don't feel comfortable passing a long-term lease without having open public forum, and we're not having that. That's my opinion.
I have to disagree just a skosh there, Ken.
That's why we're here, five of us.
Because it was advertised. I've spread the word. There's several people sitting in the audience that have spread the word. There are a problem with our port meetings, and the problem with our port meetings, in my opinion, is that if it doesn't directly affect some of the public, they don't show up. When it affects them directly, we get a room full. That's just the history that takes place in our port meetings. That's just an observation, an opinion, Ken, back to you. So, do we have any other discussion from the board?
I agree with you.
Wesley?
I agree with you.
Richard?
I agree with Ken. From a procedural standpoint, going forward, I don't think we're going to stop this now, but going forward, I think we've got to have a little more lead. Time to do these kind of things and give us an opportunity to digest this.
Are you wanting Richard to delay
a decision today.
No, I don't intend to delay it. But I'm just saying, from a procedural standpoint, so we know going forward, that if we're going to be tasked with this, we really need a little more time to digest it and kind of investigate what we're doing here. And I'm having a little trouble reconciling these two pieces of paper, because I have this one pretty well figured out. This one, not so much. But anyway, I'm just saying.
Do we want to recess for an hour? And
no.
No?
It's not going to change anything.
Okay. I'm just making sure that the decision, you know.
Well, let me ask one more question.
Yes, sir.
If this is delayed 2 weeks to our regular meeting coming up, is that going to make a life and death decision for you guys?
Yes.
Travis, you got any input?
No.
Gary?
No.
Danielle? April? Okay, so can we get a, do we want a motion on each separate?
I think so.
Yeah.
All right, so. Go ahead.
Is there any reason that anybody has why we shouldn't, other than we haven't been given enough time? Because since I have got this office, I haven't had enough time to look over anything. You know what I mean? To become completely proficient. This is just normal daily practice to me now.
Right, right. Well,
so do you guys have something that's screaming at you, this is just a horrible idea?
No, nobody's saying that.
Okay, I didn't think so.
Nobody's saying that at all.
Okay, then I'm ready to roll.
So some of the things that enter my mind, you know, when I was looking at this, is what does this do for our debt service? Are there outstanding loans that are involved here?
Wait, there's a loan on cold storage that's going to go for another 12 years, but it's the same issue that Mike's already bought the building.
Right.
So there's no difference there. We're still paying the loan.
That's right.
It's just transferring the lease to a new owner.
To a very stable owner.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. That's my comfort in all this is Pack Choice and being involved with Pack Choice. I've been able to do it with Pack Choice. The fishermen are always very happy with Pack Choice. Pack Choice is a good company. They have retirement, they have health insurance, they treat their captains and their crews very well, they pay their bills. And he's just, you know, got 800 boats delivered to you. That's a lot of money.
Let's not misconstrue what we're saying here. Is some sort. I mean, I think the fisheries is a valuable asset to the community. I know Pack Choice. I work on PFMC, so I'm pretty familiar with how much is involved here and what Pack Choice does and how important it is to a community to have not just one buyer, but several buyers, but more importantly, the ability to offload and get boats turning around. I get all that. We're more focused on the procedure, I think, than anything else.
Correct. Yeah, and I understand that. I would endorse that going forward too, that we have a time frame that is need to be put out there. If you want, this is what we shoot for. So you have time. I've sat on outside the board. I fully agree.
Michael, you have a question for Ken?
Yeah, Ken mentioned something that just went straight out. In these three leases, the comment about the public being, you know, disturbed about the filters and plugging in slime, none of that has anything to do with that. Mike's plant is separate from this whole issue. It's that cold storage doesn't do that, ice plant doesn't do that, his unloading facility has nothing to do with that. So you don't have to worry about that. That's a problem with getting more public comment about the slime. It has nothing to do with it. These are separate issues. They're pretty benign, actually.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
One question.
I'm going to call for, let's see, which one are we going to do? We'll call for the cold storage lease transfer. Is that what we want to call it, Gary?
Yeah.
So, could I get a motion to transfer the cold storage lease out of BC Fisheries' name and then to Pacific Choice?
Yes, that'd be fine.
Okay. Can I get a second?
A second.
Leslie got a second. Can we get a roll call, Gary?
Ken.
I have one more question. Do you, there's one thing in here that says you are not liable for anything when we, once we make these transfers.
Okay.
Okay. Do you owe the port any funds on it, on this?
No, I'm 100% cleaned up with everything.
Okay. Yes.
Richard?
Yeah.
Wes?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Motion carried. Can I get a motion to transfer the Ice House lease out of BC Fisheries and into Pacific Choices name?
Oh, real quick, we just didn't hear who made the motion.
I said Wesley made the motion.
I seconded it.
Oh.
I thought, yeah, he didn't hear and he reminded me, so.
Right. I made the last motion. Wesley seconded
it. Okay, I seconded it. All right, I just want to make sure we got it in line.
Okay.
Thank you, Joe. Mm-hmm.
So, once again, I make a motion.
Can we talk about this?
Absolutely.
Okay. I see in looking at the former lease and the new one here, too, on the Ice House, I don't see any discussion in here about availability of ice to the recreational fleet or the commercial fleet. Is there some statement in here about that? That
no. There was a gentleman's agreement that when I ran it, I would provide ice to the fleet to the best of our ability.
Okay.
When we did the original lease.
All right, so
would we?
The lease amendment is changing just the ground lease and the square footage. Then all the other things remain in effect. So
would
we have choice? This business, you
know, I guess my point is this then to pack choice. If it would be helpful for us to have in writing some sort of an understanding that ice would be available to the commercial and recreational fleet. We don't use a lot of ice, but when we go tuna fishing, we need ice. And I think it's reasonable to expect some sort of a system where we have to make reservations and that sort of thing. I think that's all fine. But I would like to see in writing at some point that sort of a statement, that would be so it's clear and everybody understands and there's no misunderstandings.
Mr. Commissioner, we can absolutely make that statement, and I'm just thumbing through this because I actually thought there was something to that effect in the original lease,
right?
And so, which we were expecting, but we can, if it's not, we can make it.
It may be in there. I couldn't find it.
Yeah. Now that I need to find it, I can't find it either. But when I read it the first time, I thought I did. Yes. So,
would you mind if we voted yes on the lease? Would you mind if we did that with an amendment to put that in?
I'm comfortable with that statement right there. That's okay. I mean, I just want to make sure we have that understanding out there. I'm comfortable with that. We'll work that out.
And I think everybody, I think.
I don't want to imply there's been a problem, right. But I just don't want there to be a problem.
Correct. Any further discussion before the board before I ask for a second?
Hold on.
When we built this, I was one of the original owners of that ice house, and we built it for the fishermen and for the fleet and for the community. And one of the major stipulations that we had is we had 24-hour non-biased service. And I would like to see that carry forward, because I see over the years sometimes people get lazy and they don't want to get out of bed, and it's very important for some of us to get ice whenever there's ice in the box. Not whenever it's convenient for somebody to come down and deliver it. And usually it's been good, but not always.
Any comment from Pack Choice on Todd's statement?
That's kind of a touchy one. I don't know of an ice house actually that is open 24 hours a day.
I'm just saying that's the way it was when we built it.
Okay, that was 25 years ago.
No, there was a sign there. Still, I think the sign still says 24 hours there.
I think you're actually correct. That's John. We do, I think, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
24-hour notice will set up to be whatever time of day they need. Midnight, 2 a.m., whenever the tide and the boats allow. That's what we've done.
Changing leases,
and also they have a very, very skilled refrigeration person running that plant, maintaining it. Kurt is excellent.
Well, I can tell you from my experience up and down the coast, having an ice plant is a huge asset. A huge asset. I've been looking for funding for an ice plant for Garibaldi for the last 4 years, and we can't find it for them, but they're without ice, which means a lot of their fleet goes to Astoria to ice up, or to Newport to ice up, and they don't fish out of there. And they, it's a major issue. So I'm really happy to have an ice plant.
May I speak?
Yes, you may.
So I can't pretend to personally know much about management or operation of the ice houses, but I can say a couple things. Number one, the importance of ice is important for everybody in this room. That's one of the reasons that we're interested in that. And number two, certainly be willing to talk and see if we can figure out how to make sure that there is 24, you know, hour availability, as long as it's, you know, something that's reasonable. And then the third point is, I think we don't expect much to change in terms of management. We expect that the current folks that are there and running it will continue doing so for the foreseeable future. So,
and I just want to make it clear, I'm not trying to make it hard or impossible on anybody. It's just with some of these bigger boats, we got a couple opportunities a day.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, the tide dictates when we can get there.
No, I hear that.
More than anything, why I'm concerned about it. If I had a boat that didn't draw any water, then it would be different.
Right. You know, you got your boat out here in the Pacific, Todd's boat in the Mississippi, and so you got some really large boats here.
Yeah.
And they do have to move on tide.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I know.
Any other questions? Okay, I made a motion to transfer the Ice House lease out of BC Fisheries and into Pacific Choice's name. Can I get a second?
I second it.
Get a roll call, Gary?
Wesley?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Okay, do we have any discussion from the board on the dock and storage lease? Joe?
No.
Wesley?
Nope.
Richard? Richard, please.
Well, I'm looking in here, and this, in the document I have, unless I'm just not finding it, I don't see any price per square foot for the dock premises.
No, it's an older lease. You have to do the math on this one, but figure it out. But there's also, I think, the BC Fisheries, Pack Choice, Pacific Seafooder, you're also asking for a 5-year extension on the lease? Because right now, I think next year.
Right, it terms next year and it's up for its next renewal.
Right. So we just renew it next year. Where you want
it? I think they were asking for
it right there.
Renew for another 5 years.
It's not a lease.
I want to know what that is per square foot.
Right.
You know, you have to do the
math. Do the math. Gotcha.
That's what he meant. Yep. That's a square footage right there, I think.
To answer your question, my understanding of this lease is that it runs in July of 2019.
$15,220.
So we were asking for a 5-year extension approved.
Is that the right? There has to be
this evening, so that we would have, you know, we'd have assurance that we wouldn't, you know, move forward with the transaction, and then all of a sudden, a couple months later, have to, you know, be in a position of renegotiating the lease and all that.
Take them both out, I think.
So that's the thought process.
Yeah, figure out what the total lease is right now, and then divide it by the square footage.
So this is for the docking, so we're talking about
that storage. That language looks to me like it's included in this lease.
Correct? No. It's just just this, this is for dock and storage.
On page one, the last paragraph, looks like you've already, that provision is already written.
The square footage in either.
Oh, oh, yeah, in the assignment.
$2,000.
And the actual lease itself.
So the actual lease.
$7,000 for this.
It offers 1 to 5 year extension.
Right.
That's our.
This is on our.
I might be wrong.
This is on our.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So.
So is that correct?
We should just redo a new lease next year, July 2019.
Okay, yeah. So the dock and the storage is $15,220.
Those two.
Unless the board agrees for another 5 years, but right now, this document says we do a new lease next year.
$12,000 a square foot? That's pretty good.
$4,000?
Follow what I'm saying?
Oh, so it's these two now. Okay, divided by $15,220.
I would be willing to vote yes on a 5-year extension tonight because of the board we have right now, the knowledge that they have of the fisheries and the port. And I'll throw that out there and I'll let the rest of the board discuss it or talk about it. But I'm okay with all this because I believe it's gonna really help the port, their stability for the future. I may not be here come 6 months down the road. I don't know. I have not made my mind up. And I don't know what the rest of the board's gonna do, but I would like to give, you know, a fair handshake. I have no problem with a 5-year extension of this lease. So if the rest of the board would like to talk about it, mention, whatever that is. Richard, they did the math over here and it comes out to, it looks like 45 cents a square foot. That's what Wesley's got written down over here. And he did that math by the 15,220 square feet. That's the dock and the storage, correct, Gary?
Yeah, actually, I came up with a different number. The dock is a different rate.
Okay, okay.
Dock is 55 cents a square foot.
Okay.
And then the bare ground is .025.
.025, okay.
But.
Wait, you said 45 and .025?
Yeah, .025.
Okay.
A square foot. But we got CPI increases in those 10 years, so this is, the rates are actually a little higher than that. And without the actual CPI increases, then, you know, if I remember, this 55 cents is closer to 63 cents what our current rate is, because I think we're based our current new rates based on the other leases. I can't remember what the square footage for bare ground. But I know Mike has spent money on improving the bare ground one day because he paves stuff, so.
Yeah, we put asphalt down and rock base in and made it usable.
So now we're gonna charge Pack Choice for paving, pavement storage.
Well, the discrepancy, see, I see those in these two leases. We're charging them 9 cents a square foot for bare ground. And then this one, we're charging 25 cents a square foot.
No, .025.
Oh, .025.
That was 10 years ago, but CPI increases, I'm not sure what the number is now. It's probably closer to the old rate, like .055.
The bare ground?
Yeah.
Is .0575.
Yeah, I think we're in the ballpark of bare ground. Like I said, he spent his own money.
.025 or .5, or .05.
.05.
.05.
Yeah.
Your current rate. With the CPI increases, it's probably close to what it is currently, is without doing all the math.
I'm just having a hard time reconciling why there's three leases here. Two of them are 9 and one of them is 5.
Well, one's 10 years old. One's been approved one time. So what, one's 9 years old, the other one's only a year old, over a year old, so.
Rates were. Our rates changing through the years when those new leases start. Those start with a higher rate than what it did 10 years ago.
So if this is a new lease for 5 more years, why aren't we at the .09 instead of .05?
You lost me.
We're creating a new lease at current prices.
We're doing a brand new lease, according to you, for the next 5 years. They've already ran the one option.
What they're asking is using the same lease here and extending another 5 years.
Correct. So we're doing an extension. We're not doing a new lease yet.
Correct.
In 5 years, we would do a new lease, and then you would pay current prices, whatever it was at that point in time in 5 years from now.
Right.
Correct.
And I think there's CPI increases, so the rates
get you to the point.
I think we're just, it's 6 cents, Gary.
Yeah, that's where I remember it sits.
Yeah.
Kind of what a paragraph.
So it's still a little bit under the newest one, but it's a lot more than what's 9 years ago was done on that paper.
Right. But the CPI has increased the numbers I've been telling you right now based on these numbers. These are 9-year-old numbers. So CPI increase has inflated those numbers.
So are we going to put in, you're going to put in just a square footage price now on this lease?
No, nothing changes.
No.
If we extend it 5 years, we pump the same thing out. So that would make me not very comfortable extending 5 years. I'm willing to transfer the existing lease, but not.
But every year we got a CPI increase. Things continually increasing every year.
For them to feel good about it, they're going to need to get the current numbers, because they're looking at a 9-year-old number, and that's not what we're paying now. So that's polluting their ability to look at this. And I don't blame them. I wouldn't want to extend it 5 more years for something from 9 years ago, right? But that's not what we're paying. It's all been updated, but the lease doesn't reflect that, because that's the original written lease.
Well, then we can't do this.
You're charging.
I guess what I'm saying is you can still accept the lease transfer, but it's only good for a year. Then next year, you're going to a new lease with the new current rates. I know that's not what they're asking. They're asking for another 5 years starting now. So it'd be 4 years that you're continuing with CPIs. Or next year, you're doing a whole new lease with our current rates, which are big about the same. And then they can ask for maybe a longer term or whatever the board feels back, a year from now.
Why don't we approve the transfer for the 1 year, and then
that's what I'm saying.
With the stipulation, they have a automatic
option renewal.
Yeah, a renewal at the new rate.
At a new lease,
right?
An option to renew after when this is over, but at new rates.
Is that agreeable with you guys?
Can we meet in the middle on this one?
Yeah. So I just want to make sure I understand. So we would have the lease would be transferred, be approved. And we'd have an automatic right to renew for at least another 5 years, but at the current pricing.
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Correct. Yeah. You good with that?
I'm good with that, yes.
We'll make that motion if you want.
Okay,
so I move that we approve the transfer of the lease to Pacific Choice for the dock premises and storage premises, and that we add an extension clause in here to give them an option for an extension for 5 years, starting next year when that lease is up, and we'll renegotiate the prices at the end of this current lease.
Correct. I'll second that. Any discussion? Ken?
No.
Gary, roll call, please.
Joe?
Yes.
Wesley?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I apologize. I just wanted to make clear, so we're all on the same page about the renewal, that it would be at the current rate that's matched in the cold storage and ice house lease, not a new negotiation for rate.
The rate's already set for ground, bare ground.
Oh, it is.
That's set. What he's saying. He wants to match what the current rates are. We're not going to negotiate all new rates.
No, it'll be whatever the CPI is.
We have set current
as much.
And we're not going to hang it
by the square foot right now.
I heard we'll negotiate in 6 months, and I thought, oh gosh, no, I better make sure.
No, absolutely
the rates are
not.
Set. Okay,
absolutely not. There is a structured price for storage, dock space, leases, shop, industrial.
Gotcha.
Retail.
I don't think we heard Ken's.
Yes.
So motion carries. All right, so we have approved the cold storage lease transfers from BC Fisheries to Pack Choice. We have approved the transfer of the lease from BC Fisheries to the Brooklyn Harbor, our Pacific Choice. We've approved the dock transfer lease of BC Fisheries into Pack Choice, Pacific Choice's name. Is there any comments from the public? Pack Choice, BC Fisheries? Come on, you got something to say, man.
This young man, right-hand man, to BC Fisheries.
Danielle? April? Joe?
Good.
Wesley?
Absolutely.
Good. Richard? Ken?
Good.
Okay. Meeting adjourned. Thanks for everybody that came
tonight. Thanks again. It was great.